Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe O, Sammy P, BetSweats, BetMGM Network. Yesterday, Sam, we were talking about the fallout of over the Thanksgiving week in Circa Survivor, $18.7 million. Our 45 entries still alive. And during the break, I was taking a look at the marketplace because it's an incredible amount of value. If you took one of those dogs on Thanksgiving, you make it through 13B. Now you're one of 45 going for this $19 million. And there's one post in the marketplace for 50% of one entry. You can get it for only $200,000.
Okay.
Wild. Wild, man. I don't know what has actually been sold or what they're going for, but man, I would definitely be, if I were lucky enough, I suck at Survivor, even though I love it. I'll probably never be lucky enough to get that far, but if I were, man, I'd be very tempted to put it on the marketplace, especially since you could still hold a piece moving forward, which is really interesting. Like, okay, but you don't get pick control, but I'll give you 5-10%. I'm going to more than make all the money that I already invested, and let's free roll the rest of the way.
See, if I was this far in the game, I'm not saying I would do this, but you would have to consider selling the whole entry for $500,000. How could you not think about that?
The whole? Yeah.
That's where I would be, because I know yes. I'm not going to win. I know I'm not winning this thing. I'm
going to beat 44.
I'm going to crack like an egg under pressure and walk away with nothing. So if you give me, if this person can sell a half entry for 200 and I can sell a full entry right now for $500,000 and not deal with the stress and the back and forth and the sleepless nights and the ability or likelihood to walk away with nothing. Yeah, I'm out, bro. $500,000, you can have the whole thing. Good luck.
Do you think but going in their mindset, what they just have been through now, would you have the mindset that I'm going to crack like an egg if you just hit a 14-leg parlay? Because that's what they've done to get here.
Yes.
Okay. You know, I think most people would not. Like, you've been around this too long and you understand, but the sleepless nights. Knight's point is certainly fair. I couldn't imagine
one game. You got to pick one game, and there's millions of dollars on the line, and there's only 11 people left. Have a fun week with that.
And there's a Christmas week coming up. Like, you just went through that with Thanksgiving. So what are people going to do? They're probably like, it's going to be just like Thanksgiving. Let's take some dogs. I don't know. It's going to be tough. I'm very curious to see what happens. Almost nobody got knocked out in the second half of the week because it was just the Rams and only four people ended up taking them. So that part was chalky. We'll see what happens this upcoming week. You taking Tampa or not? We talked about that a little bit yesterday. We'll have our official Survivor plays coming up on tomorrow's show. And what a banger we have of a game. Thursday Night Football. Two teams that are out, two teams that are dangerous in Detroit and Dallas. Can't wait to talk about that one. That coming up on tomorrow's show. What else did we have? Okay, Kansas City. We wanted to talk about Kansas City. For the first time, we do power rankings, And we're barely even talking about the Chiefs for good reason, because they have six losses on the year. As far as the odds, they are the ninth team listed. They were not part of that conversation. They're around 18 to 1 to win the Super Bowl. What have you seen with the Chiefs after their Thanksgiving loss?
So I basically went back into my emails and found Kenny White, legendary Vegas odds maker, 40 years plus doing this every day, every sport. I went back and pulled up his power ratings for week one and put them side by side with the power ratings today. So I thought it would be interesting, and Paul brought this up. He's like, how have odds makers changed the Chiefs? Well, I literally have the information. So let me start with week one. Do you want the ratings too, or just the order? What do you think is more important?
Well, the ratings is more important.
Okay. Well, in the Chiefs conversation, he's actually upgraded Kansas City a half a point. So despite their record, he still has them as the second highest rated team. And what Kenny is saying there is that the only team that would be favored over Kansas City on a neutral is Seattle. So he's got Seattle 1 and Kansas City 2. But Kenny had Kansas City at a 105, and he's got them at a 106 right now. So he's actually increased their power rating a point, which some people would disagree with. But then when he comes from the position of, all right, do or die game, neutral field, who's favored over the Chiefs? And his answer is 1. Yours might be higher, and we can put 5 teams in our power ratings, but at the end of the day, if an odds maker is going to make a number on it, he's doing it from math, not from opinion. So he's a point up on Kansas City, believe it or not.
So do you think he would recommend betting the Chiefs at 18 to 1?
I don't know, but if he thinks they're the second best team in the league, he thinks they're undervalued. We should get Kenny on, man. I mean, we should get Kenny on tomorrow or Friday if we can pin the tail on the donkey. He's not exactly easy to nail down these days. But these are fair questions to ask a guy like that. Should we be betting the teams in his 2-3 slot? Okay, I'm going to go backwards.
Go over the teams again. Go over the order.
Yeah. Let me just do Kenny's top three. Let's do his top five right now, today.
Okay.
Seattle is a 108. Kansas City is a 106. Detroit and the Rams are 105.5. And Buffalo's 105. Seattle, KC, Detroit, LA, Buffalo. His top five. Sorry, yeah. I was going to do week one. Go ahead.
The two that jump out with big picture value are Kansas City and Detroit. Kansas City, 18 to 1. Detroit has a top three team, 25 to 1. Tomorrow means so much. So if Detroit loses, are they out? Are they going to make the playoff? What does that 25 become? And wow. The 18 to 1 and the 25 to 1. Those numbers are certainly fair because of the number of losses that those two teams have compiled. But he's just saying, look, the better teams. Is it going to play out this year? I don't know. Are both of those teams that are out of the playoff right now going to make their way in? We don't know. The small sample size is going to decide all that.
And see, I think that's why our power ratings are a little bit skewed, because we didn't want to put teams that are unlikely to make the playoffs too high. But an odds maker, the essence of an odds maker, you don't even look at the standings. You don't want to know the standings, because standings can be misleading, right? Mm-hmm. If a really bad team faces a horrible schedule and is 3-3, they're not like elevated power rating wise. The numbers don't lie. So here's Kenny's top five week one going into the season. Baltimore, number one. Philly, 2. Detroit, 3. KC, 4. Buffalo, 5. Commanders tied for 6th. Nope, not this year. Ravens, Eagles, Lions, Chiefs, Bills. That's his order going into the season.
So Detroit hasn't budged. Buffalo hasn't budged. 3-5 before the year, 3-5 right now.
Chiefs have gone up.
Really interesting. Ravens down. Eagles down. Yeah, Chiefs have gone up a couple of spots. That's hard to wrap your head around. But like I brought up yesterday, Patrick Mahomes leads the NFL in total EPA. Like he's quarterback number one right now as far as total EPA, but nobody would guess that. And I understand.
But nobody wants to put, you can't put the Chiefs on a top five list when you're doing a show because then you sound stupid.
Yeah.
Because they're not a top two team. But an odds maker doesn't care about playoff path or standings. It's who's favored. Who's favored on a neutral. That's all that matters. Couple other quick things. He had Seattle at 19th coming into the year at 98.5. He's got Seattle now at 108. So he's moved Seattle up 10 points. That's a huge increase. He had the Patriots at 97. Now he's got the Patriots at 103. So they've moved up 6 points. And then let's do Chicago. Why not? Chicago was 98.5. Okay. He's got Chicago at 99. He hasn't really changed them at all.
Not surprised. Are you?
Nope. No. To have Seattle move up 10 points and Chicago a point, I'm a little surprised by that, but odds makers don't believe in the Bears. They just don't.
Well, we don't either. We didn't put them in the top five, another one seed in the NFC right now. And Tom Brady's got them number three in the NFL. Oh, it's funny. I love this. This is some really good stuff. All right, let's talk about week 14. How about some teasers? Any teasers that jump out to you right away? All right, this one's a solid number.
Packers to basically win the game.
Okay.
And how do we not, off of the conversation with Nate Collins, tease Jacksonville from +1.5 to +7.5 at home?
Yeah, Jacksonville's the team that I wrote down as well. Division game at home, getting more than a touchdown against a team playing bad. Beat up quarterback. What the hell's going on with his leg? How much is it going to impact him? Well, you saw. And by the way, with all the Daniel Jones conversation, we're not talking about the other one on the other side of the ball. How about Sauce Gardner? He had an injury this past Sunday. So I think you're right. Getting more than a touchdown there. That is a good spot. You're saying Bears just to win. Any others that stand out?
Thought about Rams. Feel?
Yes, Rams, that's where I was going.
Okay, yep. Rams 8-2 makes sense. So does Seattle 7-1. You're taking those teams on the road and drilling them down. So Seattle just has to win, well, by more than one. You're not going through seven. You're going from 7-1. But Seattle's either going to kill them or Atlanta's going to win the game. Like I don't think Seattle's going to win by one. Guess I shouldn't rule anything out at this point in the NFL. But Seattle down, Rams down. I like Green Bay down the most of the three and then just hooked with Jacksonville.
I got one more for you. Maybe a couple more. Maybe it's a teaser week. Washington maybe gets Jaden Daniels out there. I don't know who's playing for the Vikings. Don't know if it matters. You can get Washington +8 at Minnesota.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
This Minnesota team.
Who's starting a quarterback?
Rosmer. Rosmer? For either team, I don't know. But Mariota played very well on Sunday night. You know, part of me is like, is there any way he can do that again? I don't know. But the Vikings have to win by 8 or more? I don't know about that one.
The problem is Washington just gave you a really good showing. And I'm always weary of taking bad teams to replicate back-to-back weeks that are solid. Like that, I understand what you're saying. Like,
yeah,
in a vacuum. Let's make Minnesota expensive. I get it. But Washington blows. They could lose by 10. You know they could.
Sure. Sure. I know. Exactly. But the reason I brought him up is, wait, this is more about the Vikings, not about Washington. It's more about the Vikings because they're just a train wreck right now. If it's Brosmer, like, yeah, I'm in. I'm in on that if it's Brosmer. I don't know that it will be. Some will say Tampa Bay, you get them inside of a field goal. I'm not there. I wouldn't be shocked if they lose that one outright. Denver's probably a good one. You get them -1.5 against Vegas. I mean, come on.
Vegas has that probably defense. Quit.
They're the worst. Are they the worst team in the NFL? Maybe next to Tennessee.
Let me pull up Kenny's numbers. He's got Vegas tied for 30th with the Browns.
The Browns are better, right? Slightly?
I don't know. I mean, yeah. Which turd is favorite bigger?
By 4.
Which turd smells worse?
Browns -4 this weekend. Go ahead, lay that.
Stop.
That's ridiculous. The total is 33.5.
I would not bet the over. Sorry. Would not happen.
Nope. Should we take Tennessee +10?
Should we drink what's under the sink?
A fair retort. All right, Joe O, Sammy P, we'll get to some live dogs as well, and a lot happening in our business that I want to get to coming up. Final hour of the show at 11 a.m. Eastern. Tom Casale will be dropping by, talk some college football, some college hoops. Caroline Fenton as well. She'll be there at 11:20 Eastern. This is Bet Sweats with you on a Wednesday morning. This is the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.